One of the greatest names in rugby, sport generally, particularly education's diet, Sir John Graham was 82, former All Black captain, of course, 22 tests, headmaster at Auckland Grammar, a man who had a profound effect on thousands, including Sir Graham Henry, who is with us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Thought your tribute on the news last night basically said it all. Apart from your wife, he had more effect on you than anybody else. I mean, what more can you say about a person?
Oh, yeah, look, I feel very privileged to be talking about him, really. He was a marvellous role model. He had huge high standards. He never deviated from those high standards. And people were motivated by that. You know, they connected with him. And he also connected with them. You know, he changed people's lives. He added to people's lives. I've had so many texts and emails about this man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you did right, Mike. He's affected a huge number of people.
What's his great contribution, do you think? Is it more the education side than the rugby side or the sports side?
Oh, I think so, yes. I'm sure he would feel that way himself. You know, that was his major focus. Now, he was a born school teacher, really. You know, he loved kids and he just wanted to give them an opportunity. And he worked in a very high-profile school for a long time, and that set his mind about various things. And then he moved out of there and went to less socioeconomic areas or less strong socioeconomic areas, if you like. And he had to change his views, which he did, which I think is a mark of the man. You know, he kept on trying to get better. He kept on trying to connect, and he knew that. He had the chance to do that, and he did that. So he was just inspirational to other people. And as I say, he had the ability to connect and change people and give them opportunity. And for me, you know, he gave me opportunity. And I'm sure if I hadn't been working in his school, I wouldn't have got that opportunity, perhaps.
Amazing.
So I feel very indebted.
Was he always old-fashioned? I mean, he's seen in later life as sort of one of those old-fashioned people, old-fashioned educators. Was he always seen as old-fashioned or not?
Oh, no, I think he just wanted to preserve educational standards. And he was very much into the assessment system and making sure it was demanding and demanding on kids so they had to work hard and so on. So he always a maintainer of standards. But also he had a ability to connect with young people, you know. So and they enjoyed his company and he spent the time. So he had both of those things, you know. He had a soft nature underneath that gruff exterior, but he wanted to maintain standards. And I think he did that. Well, he certainly did that at Auckland Grammar School. I think today he would be a bit disappointed about educational standards.
Yeah. So, Graham, appreciate your time very much. So, Graham Henry.